Hi everyone, and welcome to this new episode of the Data Role podcast. Today, we're going to discuss the topic of VIP players in iGaming, and I'm joined by Shahar Atyas, the CRM VIP loyalty expert and also CEO of Hybrid Interaction. So, Shahar, a great pleasure to have you with us today.
Pleasure is all mine. Thank you very much for having me.
And let's start with the beginning. So could you please tell us a few words about yourself and your vast experience in the iGaming background?
Absolutely. First of all, the initial thing that everybody needs to know about me is that I'm very, very old. So I've started working in iGaming at the year 2000. I started to work for a company that is now known as 888. Back then, we didn't have names to that extent. And as part of the position, I was in charge of checking some statistics on the servers. And then I've noticed that when a bi-weekly email was sent to players with updates about news and such, we saw increase in activity. So I followed back and I saw that it's pretty much constant. And when I've played with the content, I saw that I can master the spikes in activity. So I went to management and I told them, look, forget what I'm doing right now. That's technical. Someone else can do that. I mean, don't spend the technical position on someone great looking like me. I want to switch to marketing. Give me a team of three people and I want them to send emails all day long. And that's how CRM was invented, to be honest, because we didn't have a name for it. But now I know that this was the first CRM department in iGaming history. And yes, I've worked for in this area of CRM, loyalty, and VIP for 888, and then later on for Playtech with the largest licensee, and then moved to the Isle of Man and helped to establish PokerStars headquarters. And after about 8 years, I've returned back to home to Israel, starting my own consulting agency, which worked perfectly well solo until COVID, in which the increase in additional projects knocking on my door was just too hard to say no to. And as such, I've started to hire people. And over the years, I've worked a lot with partners in BetConstruct in Armenia. And as such, it was very clear for me that the office will essentially be located over there in Yerevan. And the team resides over there. We have additional functions in the US, in Malta, in Brazil. And occasionally when I also work also in Israel. And currently we are undoubtedly the largest consulting agency in the business in the iGaming sector, merely due to the fact that we've worked with nearly 250 clients already. So and I think the second largest one is probably with like 10, 20, something like this. So we are by far the most experienced and we focus only on CRM. So what we bring to the table is essentially best practices from everywhere in the coastal globe, across all verticals, across all platforms. Yeah, and we're good.
Perfect. So really looking forward to hearing your thoughts, especially since I always like to make sure that everyone's on the same page. So how would you actually define the role of what the CRM brings in for an online casino operator? What are the typical capabilities of what a modern CRM, which is tailored for iGaming, will allow to perform?
Excellent question, because CRM could be CRM, the methodology, the marketing activity or the processes, and CRM could be the technical system that allows enhanced capabilities when it comes to CRM methodology and execution. So if we're talking about CRM system, we need to understand that gaming is different than other, let's call it online marketing activities. Let's take Amazon, okay? The activity that generates money is the purchase itself, okay? So that's very instant, and they are far better than anybody else in the world when it comes to re-engagement and loyalty and personalization and visualization, product level, everything. They are pretty much the best. But when it comes to how to work better with people when money is being generated, we have activities in casinos that could last, you know, seconds, minutes, even longer, potentially, in which people are playing. And a play means that the players can lose money and the operators earn money. And again, it's not a single split of a second purchase. This time duration is being extended dramatically. And we operate in this area. Yes, we try to re-engage. Yes, we offer loyalty. But every activity has monetary value because it's a money game. Okay, casino and betting, it's a money game. It's a risk of your money versus odds. And we offer players the option to repackage it in a different manner. It could be the same game, but we could brand it as a specific holiday and add additional bonuses to it, or gifts or rewards or prizes for meeting certain requirements. All of this makes the activity way more interesting and intense. So what does the system needs to deliver? They need to allow us absolute flexibility when it comes to communicating with the players across all channels, offline and online. Offline, I mean, sorry, off gaming site and within the gaming site at any given time based on any possible trigger. And it needs to interact and integrate with huge quantities of additional systems, to give you a short list, that the platform back office, and then it could be also an external bonus engine, and email, which is another standalone solution, a SMS vendor or gateway, on-site messages, whatever systems that are connected and allow this activity to happen, they need to be able to read the activity and interact with the players using other tools. It's quite a complex requirement.
Quite indeed, right. And when we speak about the different segments and the VIP customers in the iGaming, what are the main characteristics of those VIP players? What is important for them when playing in an online casino or sportsbook?
So what is a VIP? And that would be the initial question. A VIP on the metaphysical definition would be, or theoretical level, would be a player that can sustain a loss and keep on playing. Okay, I mean, let's not talk numbers because it has nothing to do with the numbers. The mere fact that a player can place a bet, which to him, it's a considerable amount. Okay, to me, a piece of clothes for 50 euros would be, you know, a tremendous cost. To some other people and wife, you know, 50 euro would be the beginning of a belt. So, you know, different people have different consideration towards what's important or what's large amount for them. But a player that can sustain such a hit and then continue playing, that's a VIP to me, because he has additional money and he would like to play more. At this point, I have no more questions. Okay. I know that he has the money and I know that he wants to keep on playing. That's, you know, that's an engaged player. I can offer him anything that I have in my arsenal. If the player picks up on them, yes or no, that is, you know, the player's own decision, of course. But that's what separates VIPs from regular one-time players. What's a VIP when I try to use a scientific metric? Then usually we are looking into something along the lines of the Pareto model, in which 20% of the items in the list generates 80% of the required or desired result, okay? And with casinos, usually it's on steroids. It can even reach 595. So 5% of the players would, you know, would be that much important in terms of profitability due to the online casino.
And especially when you mentioned that we're working in a different industry where this relationship, which is extended over time, matters much more than the spontaneous purchase, which is done on the spur of the moment. My question would be, what are, from your perspective, the best practices when you want to build and maintain this kind of long-term relationships with the VIPs?
So the important thing to understand is that while you're correct that it's long-time engagement rather than spontaneous activity, let's look at it from the geometrical definition of a line, which is an endless number of dots connected one to another. Okay, so it's endless sequence of spontaneous moments because players are spontaneous. Okay, we need to stay in their mind and keep our brand valid to them at all times. And in order to keep them engaged with us, I believe that the key one is to treat them as people, meaning they are not to be put into a certain box. He is a player of a certain descendant, of a certain origin, of a certain class, of a certain anything. He's a player, that's what he's playing. Oh, so maybe that's what he likes. Let's talk about that. Maybe it's a favorite sports team. Maybe it's a favorite game. Maybe it's a specifically a player who plays only during weekdays, not over the weekends, because on the weekends he's doing something else. Maybe if I won the call with him, what are you doing over the weekends? Okay, so in terms of relationship, let's focus on what we actually see from the data, drum roll, okay? Rather than assume that because his last name is this and that and he lives in this and that street, then we know everything about him. It's a good tell, but nothing could match what we actually see from the actual numbers, from the data that we read, for the personalized portfolio that we can build based on the activity and even direct communication.
I'm also wondering, what is the special method for making the VIP feel special? Because when I think about a physical casino, let's say you can write VIP on the seat at the person next to the slot machine, but that won't be enough. You can have a dedicated room in the venue. Again, that won't be enough. And especially when we speak about the online world, the players are logging in. It can be with their phone, with their tablet, from their computer. And the games, they will look similar, let's say. So how to actually differentiate and to which extent can we personalize the journey for the VIPs?
You're more than right. All casinos are the same, okay? All the casinos nearly have all the same games. It's by the 10,000 is the common average right now, a portfolio of 10,000 games. One has camels as the brand and one has cactuses, okay? So... And the federal Cordell Penguins, but they are all the same. The question is, how do you pack the experience, okay? And you can pack the specific games differently, and you can pack the way you serve them to the player. So it could be with some sort of gamification, with gaming, with progress bars, and, you know, so you play the same games, but you see a line in front of you that is populating itself slowly, and you see what kind of prize you're going to hit when everything is completed. It could be on specific, if we're talking about VIPs and personalization, then it could simply be an excellent VIP account manager. Okay, and these are, I keep saying that CEOs should, when they enter the office, they should go to the VIP room, okay, and kiss the feet of the VIP account managers, because these are the guys that generates all the money, not most, all the money for the operation. And it's up to them, okay? If they can establish unique relationship with the VIPs, that's it. The VIPs is not going, they're not going to go anywhere else. Why would they? Anywhere else, it's the same games. But here I have someone that is, you know, probably all account managers are nice. I'm not familiar with an account manager that is, you know, aggressive or brutal to the players, but here I have someone that is not only nice, he's professional, he knows everything about me, he asked me the right question, he remembers things that even I forget, he knows the specific periods are not good for me to play, and he's not even pushing, he's just being friendly and saying, see you back at. So a VIP account manager is clearly the differentiator. Okay, if you have a good one, that could be the base of running a good operation. You don't need anything else. So that would be one. When it comes to an external, let's call it symbolization, like a VIP seat, okay? In some cases it works, okay? In some cases it will do the trick. In many other cases, players don't even want us to communicate with them. Okay, so they're saying, I'm a VIP, I know that, thank you for inviting me, but I don't want any further communication. Maintaining a relationship that is as per the player's preference is also a virtue, okay? If you're over-pushing it, then you're going to kill the player vibe. So if they want, sure, champagne bottles, sure, luxury trips, sure, tickets to the games, but in many cases, they don't even want that. it's up to the account manager to know exactly what buttons to push and when, because what's a budget for a VIP, for maintaining a VIP player? It's everything. So there's no problem with providing the funds to support any activity when it's required and when it gives the right outcome.
Understood. And when it comes to identifying the VIPs and to address customer service topics, what are the typical challenges that you see here?
So the common saying is that the most there's only one thing that's more important than VIPs, and that's potential VIPs. Yeah, but you don't know them, right? You don't know them because on the first go, there's pretty much a 50%, a 50-50 chance of identifying a VIP or not, because he could be making an initial deposit, large or small. He could lose everything or win. How would you know if the second deposit, if it's even going to happen, is going to, you know, make the difference between a VIP and a non-VIP? Here, without disclosing too much of what we do at Hybrid Interaction, I would go back to how I started the discussion and say that at large, if you find a player that is making a significant loss to the player, again, you don't know the amount, but significant loss to the player, and the player returns afterwards, that's a very good tell, okay? Yes, there's a very complex system of parameters and, you know, and predictive analytics. And if you have the right tools also, you know, it could factor in additional issues such as maybe zip codes and such. But to begin with, that's a very clear threshold, okay? You can find a lot of gold below the threshold, but definitely anybody that passes the threshold is a VIP.
And when it comes to evaluating the effectiveness of how we serve those VIPs, would you nominate any specific KPIs that help to measure?
To me, it's simple because, and again, not diving into numbers, to me, it's simple because I know that, okay, let's go back to what we've established up to now. We know that we have a certain threshold. We know that people who pass it are VIPs. We know that VIPs contribute tremendous portion by relative proportion to their size, to the number out of the casino orbit. So you just need to keep them. So simply looking to retention, okay? Retention of VIPs, that's the most important parameter. If you can maintain VIPs engaged, then that's it. Then you don't need hybrid interaction. With all the other cases, you do.
And one last from my side. Because myself and at AstroFirst, we specialize in all the topics that are related to data analytics. I'm curious how, in the context that you guys have worked together with the operators, how do you effectively employ machine learning when you want to perform, say, dynamic segmentation, VIP identification, and so on and so forth?
Okay. It's good that you've saved the easiest question to last. Let's imagine a scenario, okay? Again, what was established up to now, okay? And we've talked about how to identify VIPs and then that we want to retain them, okay? So now comes a requirement from the CRM side, okay? I want to know who are the VIPs and I want to know which VIPs have been retained, okay? Good, very simple exam. You know, these are the VIPs in period A. These are the VIPs in period B, one out of the other. This is your retention rate. Thank you very much. I'll send you the invoice. But what happens when you apply this over a longer period of time? Okay. Here you need to apply some further computing skills, such as machine learning, for example, to assess out of a longer time period, which players have been VIPs at what portions of the time period. What are their status right now? And what is, the most importantly, the prediction for them to maintain their VIP status, to resume their VIP status? What kind of a budget should I throw at them in order to bring them back if they have churned? Okay. And for all of that, we need something that is more than, you know, a single Excel file with two tabs. You'll need a lot, and you'll be looking into various correlations. you can't do that. Okay, as a person, you need the machine to do it for you. And if you have the right tools, then you can also add more insights from the player profile or even from the account manager. And when you mix it all inside, you can build good models that will allow you to manage your assets, your highest value assets in a prime manner, okay? It's not easy, and these solutions are not cheap. But then when you put that on, on the scale, and on the other side, you say, okay, but now I can increase my VIP retention by X percent, then the only answer is, what name should I write on the signatory form? It's very easy decision to take, but it needs to be integrated, and there are a lot of fraud brokers. Machine learning is great. Dynamic segmentation is fantastic. Some of it you can do to a certain extent even without an advanced computing system by picking the cherry picking what you're going to follow and what you live for, for the next episode in your life. But if you can do that, and if you can run it in real time, wow, then you're talking about, I put the focus where I should, okay? Not on neon light and the glitzy effects on jackpots, but, on special caring, taking special care of what the only thing that brings money to me, and these are VIPs.
The one interesting thing that you have mentioned is about attaining a certain level or certain tier of, let's say, VIP or VIP level and keeping it over time. From your experience, do you see a lot of flow between the different tiers, or rather players that reach a certain level, they remain at this level?
I'll share a trade secret. When you finally decide what are your VIPs, and then you run your analysis backwards and check how many VIPs have retained their status, without me even telling them that they are VIPs, having an account manager in place, and even me not knowing what are VIPs, you'll find that about 25 to 30% retain their status. This is the natural VIP retention rate across the industry. Okay? That's a given. When you apply everything that I've mentioned, you can easily boost that to 40%. And with the right tools, you can go to 50 and above.
Which is just great.
It's phenomenal, because if you go to your marketing, external marketing, the guys that go party at and, buy free drinks to affiliates. If you go to these guys and you tell them, look, this is the conversion funnel. We know that if you send us so many leads, we know so many out of them, you have X about that register, and then you have Y percent that make first deposit. And we know that the average lifetime is this and that. And the average value across the girls is, la-di-da-di-da-di-da. But I can also tell you that out of people that reach VIP status, which is Z percented, I can keep active 1 out of 2. He can go and use his money, okay? Hopefully better, because we all know what they do with the money, and some of these are illegal, or at least immoral. But they can, the usage of marketing budget is way more efficient in this regard. It goes all the way back to the deal that you can sign with the traffic sources and up to the highest possible level, which is VIP retention.
Perfect. And I actually got one really last for you. So it just came spontaneously to my mind, is that since we spoke about the VIP and the tailored experience, I'm sure you hear a lot of noise in the media about AI and how do we want to tailor the experience for the VIPs, in the context that when you would usually expect from LLM and ChatGPT in terms of answer, it may seem generic and we're targeting more of a broad audience, which is the opposite of feeling special and you want to build this rapport with the customer. How do you see that AI could support, for example, the account managers and to build this tailored experience?
Okay. In opposed to what people say about me, I'm not racist. I'm not against AI predominantly. I'm just saying something that I believe is either a common understanding or very rational phrase. AI, we can all agree, is still experimental.
Okay.
It does wonders, and probably in a few years, not only I will become obsolete and AI will replace me, a strong enough AI module will track back this podcast and delete it off the air. So AI is the future. Is it the present? Potentially. Would you risk your highest value assets with anything that is experimental? Probably you will review it very, 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 very carefully. Okay. You can do some of the things with AI. AI is fantastic, has proven to be fantastic with huge, wide array of things. To rely on AI when it comes to segmentation, analytics, God forbid, discussion or chats with VIPs, I would trust my experienced VIP account manager blindfoldedly, over AI. Even a girl I saw who just like, typed angrily to the largest player in the casino, I will not talk to you until you will deposit again. And the guy just rushed in and made a large deposit because he was afraid his friend is not going to talk to him anymore. Then, that AI will never do, okay? Because the risk that such a move is beyond, any computing mechanism to understand. But she knew him. She held thousands of chats with him. She knew that when he asked for a bonus, it could end, this way or the other way. And all of the other activities, all of the other alerts have already been triggered. So she knew exactly what she was doing. Yeah, I was behind her and I was terrified. But she was calm as a freezer. And yeah.
Fascinating stuff. All right. So this has been the last question. Thanks a lot for this very interesting conversation.
My pleasure. I had fun.
Today, we discussed topics of CRM, VIP, segmentation, various challenges and specificities, and how we can apply data to strengthen the relationships with the VIP customers. For now, that's going to be it. So thanks a lot for listening. And remember, keep rolling with the data.